Good morning. 6 a.m. in the morning, and I've arrived to my temp job, my temporary job. I'll be working at a nursery color spot here in San Antonio, and I'll be on top of, I guess you can say, buildings, putting on and removing tarps for the plants. This morning's topic will be about health and the aspect of, I guess, what we would call just adding space in between eating. I woke up this morning with, I wouldn't say a sore throat, because my throat isn't sore, but something is there that's a negative. I guess we can call it a negative, or maybe it's the body's way of removing whatever that particular thing is. I woke up, I felt it, and I knew that it was due. Something had to come, because the way that I've been eating has been excessive, and we know that all wisdom points to not eating to excess, and I've been eating excessively, and particularly your grains. I've been eating not only grains, but I've been eating more throughout the day, which is I know to be a no-no, and I would have not known this had I not focused so much of my attention in improving self-health and teaching self-health. But even as a teacher, we can easily slide. You know, again, it's two steps forward or three steps forward, and then one step back, and that's for anyone. You know, it's at least this conscious and aware. So what I've learned over the years, this is what I want to talk about, is that the best way to counter attack any type of problem or issue that's going on within the body, especially when it's due to what we're eating, it's to add space in between eating. The problem came from excessive eating, and then no telling what's in the food that we're eating, if it's processed, right? Or is the food high in starch, or, you know, and is it taking a long time for it to break down, digest, and eliminate? And we're putting food right behind it, and not even that, bad choices of food combining. And let's say a smoothie, and turn around and have some potatoes. That can pose some minor issues, some minor problems. But all I'm going to do is add space in between my eating. And so, you know, even though I can feel that so-called hunger feeling, I know that it's just a state of detox and my body adjusting to the space that I'll be putting in between. I'll likely have some water or something of that nature if they have it out here, because I didn't bring it, and then just move forward and just work. Allow for that space to increase, and monitor myself. And that's what I wanted to talk about: adding space in between your meals, and monitor the results. And I've always gotten great results from doing that. That's it. I want to thank you for coming to my podcast. I'm Quaylen, and you hear the female voice. That's my wife, Marquita Lucretia. I know that you haven't heard us on here. We also create videos, and me primarily, I'm using both my camera, my DSLR T4i camera, and I'm also using my ZTE phone. So I'm finding a balance with the technology that we have available, but I'll definitely make sure that I am active in all areas, and that's why I'm making this podcast, to definitely get the practice and to get the information out. You can find me at my Facebook, Quailon Busby, Qualion Busby, Busby, and Earth's Nutritional Elements. Earth's Nutritional Elements, EARTHS NutritionalElements, Earth's Nutritional Elements, on both Instagram and Facebook. Peace, love, happiness, and wellness. I know you can hear these tractors in the background. This guy has on a little cowboy hat and his little Mexican beard, pulling some farm equipment. I'm about to get out here and get this work. Peace, love, happiness, and wellness.